This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, it has been almost a year since the coincidental detection of a neutron star-neutron star merger through gravitational waves by Advanced LIGO and gamma-ray burst observations. Yet, still new information is being obtained from this event. This was the first detection of a neutron star merger, which is impressive enough as it is. However, many months later, the afterglow from the collision is still providing insight into the nature of this type of event. A paper has been released by researchers from the University of Warwick, where the optical afterglow of the gamma ray burst has been studied. This paper mentions the fact a jet of material has been ejected, close to the speed of light, from the neutron star merger, but it is at an angle to us. This refutes some theories that the jets from such collisions would occur in all directions. This suggests that all neutron star mergers create a gamma ray burst, but we have not seen them all due to the fact that the jet was not oriented towards us. As such, they could be occurring far more frequently than was previously believed, and the ability of Advanced LIGO to detect such events opens up a new window to examine this. In other news, Enceladus, one of Saturn's moons, continues to wow researchers as they find evidence of complex organic molecules. Using NASA's Cassini spacecraft spectrometer, it has been found that the carbon-rich molecules are being ejected from the cracks in Enceladus's icy surface. Up until now, only basic organic molecules had been found with a few carbon atoms. So the discovery of these more complex organic molecules, some of which with masses up to about 200 atomic mass units, is exciting. This is further indication that Enceladus satisfies the requirements for life. In March of this year, one of the great minds of science, Stephen Hawking, was lost. However, still now his work carries on as one of his final papers has been published, which addresses some of the problems with eternal inflation. Inflation is a process of exponential expansion, which would take the quantum fluctuations of the early universe, and with some help from gravity, eventually generate the observable universe we see today. In internal inflation, the issue of anthropic principle, which is essentially the question of why is the universe such that we can exist, is addressed, as the theory results in infinite multiple universes, thus meaning our universe is one of an infinite number of possibilities. However, this has issues itself, as it makes it difficult to make any sensible predictions about the universe. Since any variety of universes can exist in this theory, it essentially makes multiverse theory impossible to test. In one of his final papers, Hawking and his colleague Hertog present a new method which produces a finite multiverse, which should thus be testable. That's another impressive piece of work from Hawking. Rest in peace, Professor.